Where did these weeds come from? Who hasn't, at some point, asked that question? We may not have used those same words, and we may not have spoken it aloud, but I'll bet every one of us at some point or another have asked that question. Maybe you've read or watched the news and wondered, how did our world get in this shape? How did we get to this point? It seems that it's one bad news line after another. Where then did these weeds come from? The modern Western world tells us that if we do good, work hard, and be nice, everything should work out as we want. That's the illusion with which the slaves in today's parable live. Master, they ask the farmer, did you not sow good seed in your field? Of course he did. They know he did. That's why they are so surprised when they discover the weeds. But the weeds have shattered their illusion. This isn't supposed to happen. Where then did these weeds come from? There is an urgency to their question. They want to know what happened and who is responsible. And so do we. That's what we want to know when we discover weeds in our fields. We want an explanation. Far too often we see that in political bickering, in Facebook posts, and in privately held opinions. Jesus, however, seems less interested in this approach, and he doesn't give it much time or attention. An enemy has done this, he says. That's it. He doesn't explain it further. He doesn't identify or name the enemy. He doesn't give instructions to find, drive out, or punish this enemy. Behind the desire for an explanation and the name of the culprit is one of the challenges in today's gospel reading. It's a challenge to become more than who we are. It's a challenge that arises every time we face the weeds of our life, our community, and the world. The reality, according to Jesus, is that our lives and the world are a field in which good and evil, life and death, joys and sorrows, that which we want and that which we don't want, grow and live side by side. The wheat and the weeds stand together in our world and in each of our lives. That, Jesus says, is the kingdom of heaven. That's good news for us. It means that despite the weeds in and around us, the kingdom is still here. The weeds do not overcome or make absent God's kingdom. It may not be the fullness of the kingdom, but it is nevertheless the kingdom. But what about those nasty weeds? What do we do about them? Surely we've got to do something. Not according to Jesus. Let them grow together until the harvest, he says. That makes no sense. How can we let them be? The weeds are bad and the wheat is good. We must do something. It seems the separation between the wheat and the weeds is not as clear-cut as opinions would often have us believe. In any event, we are not the ones to make that judgment. We are not the ones to uproot that which we see as weeds. Jesus is clear about that. I don't think this parable is intended to be taken literally, but rather with absolute seriousness. So do we do nothing? Just sit and wait? No, that's not what Jesus is saying. There is plenty to do, and it will be a challenge. The words that are translated as "let them" in Jesus' statement, "let them grow," can also be translated as forgive them. It's the same words Jesus spoke from the cross in St. Luke's account of the gospel when he says, Father, forgive them. Even then, even on the cross, Jesus is unwilling to pull up the weeds. Indeed, Jesus commands love. Love your enemy. Love your neighbor. Love yourself. Love God. Forgive the weeds. Love the weeds. The gospel is always a challenge. So yes, forgive. Love. Maybe that's how the wheat begins to disentangle its roots from the weeds and show itself to be wheat and not weeds. Maybe love and forgiveness are what life in the mixed field of God's kingdom and this world are like. Amen.